It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. Light of knowledge, light of knowledge.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome, dear viewers of Madani channel, to another transmission of our series, The Light of Knowledge. Today's topic, the night of salvation. Subhanallah, such a beautiful topic, dear viewers of Madani channel. Stay tuned, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jalla. We will be discussing its significance. Thereafter, we will be giving you some points on what you can do within this blessed night as well. So we'll start with a very beautiful virtue of reciting Durood e Pak. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, whoever recited salat upon me 10 times during the day and 10 times during the night, he will attain my intercession on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, inshallah, we will start our program with a beautiful kalam, and then on our return, we will begin the discussion on this very beautiful topic. So stay tuned with us. Now, inshallah, we will take our kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Main ho shauk Madine jaawan da, mere dil vich hasrat hor nahi, aaka teri marzi hai, saada te koi zor nahi, aaka teri marzi hai, saada te koi zor nahi, meri akal vi nahi, meri shakal vi nahi, mainu yaar shakal vi nahi mainu yaar manaun da dhang vi nahi mera ishq vi rumi varga nahi mera ishq vi rumi varga nahi meri jami vargi tor nahi par mainu shauk Madine jaawan da mere dil vich hasrat hor nahi mera ishq ye kehnda hai hausla rakh aaka da bulaawa aavega mera ishq ye kehnda hai hausla rakh aaka da bulaawa aavega par ki kariye be sabri da par ki kariye be sabri da mere dil vichon janda chor nahi tere naam de tazkare arshan te tere husn de charche farshan te tere naam de tazkare arshan te تیرے حسن دے چرچے فرشاں تے کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے تیرے عشق دا آقا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں تیرے ذکر دے چرچے فرشاں تے تیرے عشق دے چرچے عرشاں تے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے میرے آقا تیرا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے جے دل وچ عشق نبی دا نہیں تیری روشن ہونی گور وی نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we'll be discussing the night of salvation, the 15th night of Sha'ban, in order to prepare ourselves for this blessed day and night in particular. So, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the sacred month of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, there is one special night that has been mentioned in numerous ahadith, narrations, and the statements of our pious predecessors regarding the importance of this night and the reason for why this night should be taken seriously by many Muslims, by the Muslim Ummah. The 15th night of Sha'ban is a night for seeking forgiveness. It's a night for acquiring the mercy of Allah Almighty. It is a night to seek and attain rizq, sustenance from the court of Allah Almighty, which has many different forms. Also, this is that night in which if a person is unwell, they are to supplicate for their good health and well-being. This is that night to take advantage of. And the Muslims at large should spend this night in worship, recitation of the Holy Quran, nawafil, voluntary prayers, salatu tasbih, dhikrullah, and sending salawat in the court of our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, I'd like to start off by mentioning a few names that our honorable scholars of Islam have mentioned in their books regarding this night, Shabbe Bara'at, or the night of salvation. Now, Sayyiduna Allama Ali Qari alayhi rahman narrates four particular names for this sacred night, Shabbe Bara'at. He mentions this night is also known as Laylatul Mubarakah, the blessed night. Laylatul Bara'ah, the night of salvation. The night of document, when a person's record of deeds is going to be presented in the court of Allah Almighty, and a new document and scroll will be given to the angels to write down the actions of the people
until the next year. Also, this night is known as Laylatul Rahmah as well. My dear viewers of Madri, inshallah, I'd like to start off, inshallah, by introducing my honorable guest and also taking the first Madni pearls from them, inshallah azza wa jalla. Alhamdulillah, we have our honorable Ustad Tariq al-Madni sahib. Ustad sahib, on this beautiful topic, Shab-e Bara'at, the night of salvation, there's a lot of misconceptions that is spread on social media, etc. And alhamdulillah, by the blessing of Da'wat Islami, by the blessing of Darul Ifta Ahlul Sunnat, and Amir Ahlul Sunnat, who teaches us through the Madni Mudhakara, the importance of these sacred nights. So what can we give a message now, inshallah azza wa jalla, via Madni channel, to educate the Muslim Ummah in relation to Shab-e Bara, the night of salvation?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sabse pehli baat to ye ki ye is raat ko ibadat wohi log karte hain jinko jo khush naseeb hote hain. Ye khush naseebi ki baat hai na ki banda ibadat kare raat ko. To khush naseeb log is raat ki importance ko samajhte hain, jante hain, aur yani ki 15 Shaban se ek din pehle roza rakhte hain. اس کے بعد 15 شعبان کو بھی روزہ رکھتے ہیں. رات کو جیسا آپ نے بیان کیا کہ صلاۃ التسبیح وغیرہ, اس طرح کے لوگ ہیں جو پوری پوری رات قیام کرتے ہیں, تسبیحات پڑھتے ہیں. تو یہ جو نا اصل میں پہلی بات تو یہ کہ یہ خوش نصیب لوگوں کے حصے میں ہے. دوسری بات یہ کہ یہ کوئی عام رات نہیں ہے. دیر از اے حدیث وچ از نیریٹڈ بائی امام احمد, امام طبرانی نے بھی اس کو ذکر فرمایا کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی اپنی تجلی فرماتا ہے آسمان دنیا پر 15th نائٹ آف شعبان کو. تو روایت میں الفاظ آئے 15th نائٹ آف شعبان کو. آگے فرمایا تو اللہ تعالی بخش دیتا ہے بنی کلب کی بکریوں کے بالوں سے بھی زیادہ لوگوں کو. علماء نے فرمایا کہ یہاں پر جو بنی کلب کی بکریوں کا ذکر کیا گیا ہے, بات یہ ہے کہ ایک بکری بھی لے لینا تو اس کے بال گننا بھی مشکل ہے نا, لا تعداد. تو اللہ تبارک و تعالی لاکھوں لاکھ لوگوں کی بخشش فرما دیتا ہے. تو بات یہ ہے کہ بندہ اس میں عبادات کرے, اور اس کا ایک نام ہے براءت, اس کو شب برات کہتے ہیں. برات کا ایک معنی چھٹکارا, فری ہونا ہے. تو یہ رات اصل میں جو ہے نا, یہ براءت من نار کی رات ہے, یہ جہنم سے آزادی کی رات ہے اس شخص کے لیے جو توبہ کرے, جو اپنے گناہوں سے معافی مانگے. تو یہ بڑی زبردست رات ہے, اللہ تعالی ہمیں اس میں خوب عبادت کی توفیق عطا فرمائے.
سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers of Madni channel, we've heard very beautifully how in the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam it has been highlighted the significance of the 15th night of Sha'ban. I'd like to now present it inshallah azza wa jalla before you, the information alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. So this night, it is mustahab, it is recommended to spend this night in the worship of Allah Almighty. I would like to mention this one narration reported by Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, who said, there are five nights in which dua, supplication, is not rejected. And those nights are the night of Jumu'ah. So in English terms, we would say Thursday night. The night of Jumu'ah, the first night of Rajab, the two nights of Eid, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, i.e. the night that comes before the day. And then the 15th night of Sha'ban, this is the last one. So this is that night, the 15th night of Sha'ban, is not an ordinary night. Rather, we have been told and highlighted, this is the night in which du'as are accepted. The Prophet ﷺ said that when it is the 15th night of Sha'ban, a caller makes an announcement in the heavens. And what does he say? He says, هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Is there anyone seeking Allah Almighty's forgiveness, so that Allah Almighty may forgive him? Is there anyone seeking forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Is there any asker, any sa'il, somebody who has a need, that I may grant him? This proclamation, my dear viewers, is said from the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. And this is such a proclamation which is made actually every night. But it is only specified to the last portion of the night, meaning the time of tahajjud and the later part of that. But on the 15th night of Sha'ban, this maqbool time starts from when? From the time of sunset. From the time after Maghrib up until dawn. This is the significance of this night, that we are to seek Allah Almighty's forgiveness. I just want to come away from the narrations here and just speak to the viewers of Madni channel and really address this point. If we have done something wrong, then it's the duty of the person himself to go and seek forgiveness. But look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on this night, Allah Almighty makes this announcement for the people of the dunya. That, O people in the world, is there anybody who is feeling ashamed of the sins that he's committed in his life and he wants to turn back to Allah Almighty? Allah Almighty is calling out and making this announcement. Or the scholars say it is an angel that Allah has appointed. That Allah Almighty is calling out now, or the angel is calling out, that is there anybody who wants to seek the forgiveness of Allah so that Allah may forgive all of his sins? This is why Madhi Views of Madhini Channel, the scholars of Islam, remind us this is not a night that should be spent in heedlessness. Now, one nuksan of not giving importance to this night is that people will not consider it to be important, and then they will miss out on this opportunity, this, and to save themselves from committing any acts of disobedience. Normally, people, you know, they fluctuate from doing good deeds and also committing sins. But when you know something has been highlighted in narrations and various different aqwal and statements of the pious predecessors, that this night, the 15th night of Sha'ban, is not a normal night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so much for us. We need to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ghazali alayhi rahma also mentions a very beautiful point, and he says, the angels in the heavens have two nights of festivity, two nights of Eid for the angels as well, just like the Muslims on earth. They have 2 days. We have Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. But what are the two nights of Eid for the angels? Well, Imam Ghazali alayhi rahma beautifully states, he says, the night of Shab-e Bara'at, i.e. the night, the 15th night of Sha'ban. This is a night of Eid for the angels. So this is not only a blessed night for the people on earth, i.e. the believing people, but it is also a joyous occasion for the angels in the heavens. And also the second night was Laylatul Qadr. This is also a night of celebration, a night of Eid and festivity for the angels. So my dear viewers of Madhini Channel, this is another beautiful point. This night is not an ordinary night. Rather, this is the night in which Allah Almighty's angels are also celebrating the divine mercy of Allah that is descending upon the creation. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Imam As-Subki alayhi rahmah has also stated that the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, it expiates the sins of the year. Yes, the sins of the year are expiated. The night of Jumu'ah expiates the sins of the week, and Laylatul Qadr expiates the sins of a lifetime. And what does this mean by expiating sins? Meaning those people who revive these nights, who spend these nights in the worship of Allah Almighty, seeking istighfar, supplicating wholeheartedly in the court of Allah Almighty, this will be a cause of expiation of their sins. So for those people who don't consider this night to be important, or they miss this opportunity because they are caught up with all of this extra conversation and dialogue that's been spread on social media and around the world, we miss out on this opportunity, my dear viewers of Madhini Channel. Also, we have this discussion regarding the virtue of reviving this night. But what else could you mention to us, inshallah, azawajallah, about the significance of the 15th night of Sha'ban?
एक तो वही बात जो आपने फरमाई थी, सुनिए मेरे माजा में ये इस तरह की रिवायत भी मौजूद है जो आपने फरमाया है कि अल्लाह मिन मुस्तफिरिन फाफिर लहू, कि कोई है बख्शिश तलब करने वाला, उसको बख्श दूं। तो इसी तरह से ये वो रात है कि देखें, बाज़ुकत हम सोचते हैं कि दुआ जनाब, अब बाज़ुकत पूछते भी हमसे लोग, भाई दुआ कब कबूल होती है, हमें वो टाइम बताएं। बाज़ुकत लोग रात को 11 बजे 12 बजे 1 बजे इबादतें करते हैं, लेकिन ये वो रात है जिसके बारे में ख़ास तौर पर ये जिक्र किया गया है कि फ़ीहा तुकबल दुआ व तुरफ़ाउल बला, कि ये वो रात है कि जिसमें दुआएँ कबूल होती हैं और बलाओं को दूर किया जाता है, सुबहानअल्लाह। और इसी तरह से ये रिवायत में ज़िक्र किया गया कि जब निसफ शाबान की यानी 15th नाइट ऑफ शाबान आए तो इसकी रात का क़याम करो और इसके दिन का रोज़ा रखो। और इसी तरह से ये वो रात है कि हमें इसमें कोशिश ही करनी चाहिए, जो रोज़े के हवाले से मैंने कहा कि फ़ास्ट हम रखें, रोज़ा रखें, ताकि जो हमारा प्रीवियस नामा आमाल जो बंद हो रहा है वो भी इबादत के साथ हो, कि हमारा लास्ट डे रोज़े के साथ हो, फिर न्यू जो हमारा बुक ऑफ डीड जो शुरू हो रही है वो भी जना रोज़े के साथ हो। और क्योंकि ये इसकी इम्पोर्टेंस आप ये समझें कि यहाँ पर तफसीर तिबरी के हवाले से और इसी तरह से अल्लामा इब्न रजब हमली अलैहि रहमा ने लताइफुल मारिफ में एक बड़ी प्यारी बात जिक्र की है, फरमाया कि ये वो रात है के युकद्दरु फीहा कुल्लु अमरिन इला सना, के इस रात आइंदा आने वाले साल के जो उमूर हैं اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے حکم سے وہ مقرر کیے جاتے ہیں, ان کو اپوائنٹ کیے جاتے ہیں کہ یہ ہوگا, جیسے حج کے حوالے سے ہے, رزق کے حوالے سے ہے اور دیگر چیزوں کے حوالے سے ہے. اور یہ وہ رات ہے کہ جس رات میں, بڑی پیاری میں بات پڑھ رہا تھا کہ جو کوئی شب برات میں 100 رکعت پڑھے گا تو اللہ کریم اس کے پاس 100 فرشتے بھیجے گا, 100 اینجلز بھیجے گا, جن میں سے 30 فرشتے اس کو جنت کی بشارت, جنت کی گلیڈ ٹائڈنگز دیں گے, 30 اس کو عذاب نار سے بچائیں گے, اور 30 اس سے دنیاوی آفتیں دور کریں گے, اور بقیہ جو 10 ہیں وہ 10 فرشتے اس سے شیطان کے مکر و فریب کو دور کریں گے. تو یہ بڑی پیاری رات ہے, بڑی اہمیت کی رات ہے, عبادتوں کی رات ہے. تو اب یہ 100 رکعت کا ذکر کیا گیا, 100 رکعت بھی پڑھ سکتے ہیں, کم پڑھیں زیادہ پڑھیں, لیکن ہر ایک وظیفے کی خاص اس کی جو نا فضائل ہوتے ہیں, لیکن اگر آپ یہ چاہتے ہیں کہ یہ فضیلت حاصل کریں تو آپ کو 100 رکعت پڑھنا چاہیے, لیکن اپنی طاقت کے مطابق پڑھیں, اور اسی طرح سے کوشش کریں کہ روزہ ضرور رکھیں تاکہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی ہماری اس شب برات کی پہلا والا دن وہ بھی جو ہے نا روزے سے ہو, جو آخری ہماری لاسٹ ڈے ہے بک آف ڈیڈز کا, اور فرسٹ ڈے بھی جو ہے اسی طرح سے ہمارا روزے سے ہونا چاہیے.
سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ, ویری بیوٹیفل پوائنٹ مینشن بائی آور آنریبل گیسٹ ایز ویل. وین اٹ کمز ٹو دس نائٹ, the honorable scholars have written many booklets, many books on this particular topic, and there's a very beautiful point I'd like to mention now, which is in relation to how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam spend the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. This is something very important, that how did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spend this night. Well, my dear viewers, the honorable scholars mention, and they actually report a narration that is mentioned by Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Bint Siddiq, who said, one night I could not find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so I set out, meaning I left my home. And then she said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was he doing on the 15th night of Sha'ban? He was in Jannatul Baqi, i.e. the graveyard in Madinatul Munawwara. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing his blessed wife, said that, do you fear, were you afraid that Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take your right or treat you unjustly? She is relating this hadith. O Messenger of Allah, it is not the case. I thought that you went to one of your other wives. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioning the importance, my dear viewers, of this very night, he said, Allah Almighty, blessed and exalted He is, His mercy descends on the night of the 15th of Sha'ban to the lowest heaven, i.e. to the sky that is above our head, the sama of the dunya. And Allah Almighty, what happens on this night? He forgives more than the number of hairs on the sheep of the tribe of Kalb. And this the scholars of Islam mention, Imam Ibn Malik rahmatullahi alayhi said that the specification of the tribe of Kalb was done because they were the most numerous of people in terms of their tribe, and they had the greatest number of sheep, of goats among their tribe as well. And this is really to show, because how can you truly count? Let's listen to the narration. The amount of hairs that is on our own body, we do not even know, let alone a goat or a sheep that has so much. This expression is also there to show us that innumerable people, so many people are going to be forgiven on this night. And unfortunately, there will be those people who will not be forgiven because they don't take advantage of this night. Or they fall under the category of those people who are exempted from being forgiven. So this is where we learn, my dear viewers, in Jami' Tirmidhi, this very narration is mentioned, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how did he spend the night? In supplicating for the Muslims who had passed away and for the shuhada in Jannatul Baqi. Furthermore, there is a very beautiful narration cited by Imam Bayhaqi in Shu'abul Iman, in which Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha is also the narrator of this narration. And she actually beautifully says, قالت قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الليل يصلي فأطال السجود حتى ظننت أنه قد قبض فلما رأيت ذلك فقمت حتى حركت إبهامه فتحرك فرجعت. So Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood in the night praying, and he prolonged his sajda to such an extent, I thought that he had passed away, and I stood up and his blessed thumb, and it moved, so I returned. Then she mentions, he completed his prayer. قال Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his blessed wife, Ya Aishatu, أتدرين أي ليلة هذا? This is the point I wanted to focus on. That, O Aisha, do you know what night this is? If this night is such a night that many people tend to not give importance to today, and they mention it on social media, and there's so many things that we have to be aware of, my dear viewers. We have to study our beautiful deen, not just listen to everything we hear on online. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling his blessed wife the importance of this night. That, oh Aisha, do you know the importance of this night? Sayyida Aisha said in reply, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and his messenger know best. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, this is the 15th night of Sha'ban. Indeed, Allah Almighty showers his merciful glance. He looks mercifully upon his servants on the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. And he forgives those who seek forgiveness. And he shows mercy to those who seek his mercy. And he delays the people who have resentment, who have hiqad, who have malice, hatred in their heart as they are. He leaves them as they are. Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers, what do we learn from these two narrations that I've just mentioned before you today? The importance of this night. How Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not consider this to be a normal night. He rather emphasized to his blessed wife the significance of this night, and this narration reaches us today as well. Us as followers should also, my dear viewers of Madani channel, take value and take its importance as well, and not kind of disregard this its importance. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the tawfiq to supplicate wholeheartedly on this night and utilize it in Allah Almighty's obedience, staying away from all acts of disobedience of Allah Almighty. Now, my dear viewers of Madani channel, I'd like to take, inshallah, a package that we have ready for you, after which we will return and then, inshallah, continue our beautiful discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and said, this is the 15th night of Sha'ban. And in this night, Allah Azza wa Jal frees as many people from the fire of hell as the number of hairs on the goats of Bani Kalb. But Allah Azza wa Jal does not shower His mercy upon an unbeliever, that person who has malice in his heart, that person who cuts off family ties, that person who makes his clothes hang, and that person who disobeys his parents, and that person who is habitual of drinking wine. So all of these individuals, Allah Azza wa Jal does not shower His infinite mercy upon them. So we should take advantage of this night to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek the mercy and rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should inculcate in ourselves the love of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and continue to make istighfar in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, another beautiful narration has also come across my site in relation to the importance of the night of the 15th of Sha'ban that I'd like to share with you here today. It's very beautifully stated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once again on another occasion where he was addressing his blessed wife, and it could have been the same occasion but different narrations as well. So it's reported by Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, when it was the 15th night of Sha'ban, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slipped away from my cloak, so I rose searching for him in the house, and my foot fell upon his blessed feet whilst he was in sajda, and I memorized from his words as he was saying. After this point, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued praying and standing and sitting until morning came. So the entire night, my dear viewers, was spent in this manner. And then morning came, and she mentions his blessed feet had become swollen. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, this was the state and the level of worship of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha then said, I would press the blessed feet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, Bi abi anta wa ummi ya Rasulullah, that may my parents be sacrificed upon you ya Rasulullah, you have exhausted yourself. And then she, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha said, has Allah Almighty not forgiven for your sake the latter and the former people of your ummah? Has Allah Almighty not done this for you? Has Allah not done this for you? Has Allah not done this for you? Meaning she begins to mention all of these things. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his blessed wife, yes, na'am ya Aisha. But then Rasulullah said, bala ya Aishatu, afala akunu abdan shakura. Oh Aisha, this is absolutely the case that you have mentioned. But should I not be a grateful servant of Allah Almighty? This was the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it doesn't just end there. This narration continues by saying, hal tadarina ma fi hadhihi al-layla? That, oh Aisha, do you actually know what is within this night? Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, kultu ma fiha ya Rasulullah. What is within this night? This is the statement that we should reflect over. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fiha ay yuktaba kullu mauludin min mauludi bani Adam fi hadhihi sana. That during this night, every newborn from the children of Adam that will be born in this year is written. And within this very night, every individual from the children of Adam who will pass away, who will leave this world, in this year it is written. وَفِيهَا تُرْفَعُ أَعْمَالُهُمْ وَفِيهَا تُنَزَّلُ أَرْزَاقُهُمْ. Subhanallah. Within this night, their actions are raised in the court of Allah Almighty. And within this night, their sustenance are sent down. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers, this is where we learn. Look at how much importance Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to this night. And then not only this, he also told his blessed wife Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha as well. Imam Bayhaqi also reports this very narration. So this is where we learn how did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spend the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. But let us go now onto that personality who is the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Imam Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the leader of the youth of paradise, how did he spend the 15th night of Sha'ban? This is also something for us to reflect over. So it's reported that it is mentioned by Ta'us bin Kaysan al-Yamani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in which he said, I asked Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu about the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, which is also known as the night of the document, about the deeds within this night. Meaning, what deeds should I perform if I find the 15th night of Sha'ban? This is a question that he asked Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And what did the blessed grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said, I divide this night into three parts. What did he say, my dear viewers? I divide this night into three parts. ثُلُثٌ أُصَلِّ فِيهِ عَلَى جَدِّ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اِئْتِمَارًا لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu said that I spend one third of this night, I devote solely to sending salawat, sending peace and blessings in the court of my noble grandfather, the knower of the unseen, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In accordance to acting upon the command of Allah Almighty, O believers, send salutations upon him, the knower of the unseen, and send salam in abundance. So this is how we should spend the night, my dear viewers. Sayyidina Imam Hassan said, reciting salawat one third of the night. And then he said, one third of the night, I devote to astaghfirullah ta'ala fihi, mathna mathna. I spend this night, another third of this night, I spend seeking Allah Almighty's forgiveness. Also in conformity, looking at the verse of the Holy Quran, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. That Allah Almighty does not punish a group of people, does not punish them, whilst they are seeking His forgiveness. So during this night of the 15th of Sha'ban, what is another action we should do? It is seeking the forgiveness of Allah Almighty. And the third and final part of the night that Sayyidina Imam Hassan would spend was in performing salah, performing optional prayers, bowing and prostrating in the court of Allah Almighty. Also in conformity to the final verse of Suratul Alaq as well. So this is where we learn, my dear viewers, the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent this night. Was it like any ordinary night? Like we hear many people say today, is it just a normal night? Carry on, do your worship, read your tahajjud, that's good. But don't give it any importance. What about the blessed grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who not only gave it importance, but he told that his companion what he did, what was his practice during the three parts of the night? My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is where we learn that this night is a very important night. And we are so blessed that today's program is not on the night, but rather we have a couple of days to prepare ourselves, to get ourselves ready. So I will leave my points here. Inshallah, there's so many other points I can mention, but I'd like to take some more beautiful points from our honorable guest as well. Jesus starts at this point, the 15th night of Sha'ban, seeking forgiveness. And then you mentioned also the narration about the people who will not be forgiven as well. So how about you can also teach us regarding that and those people who will not be forgiven on this night, what are their qualities? You mentioned the polytheist and the person who harbors malice and hatred.
Okay, if we look at the name of this night, if we only look at that, then we will have a sense that this is not a normal night. So we need to be very careful. We need to save from sins and to come to ourselves and to others. In the names of this name, it is also mentioned that this is Laylatul Tawbah. توبہ کی رات ہے, لیلۃ العفو معافی کی رات ہے, اور لیلۃ السماحہ درگزر کی رات ہے, لیلۃ القبول یہ ایکسیپٹنس کی رات ہے, قبولیت کی رات ہے, لیلۃ الکرم یہ سخاوت کی رات ہے, اور لیلۃ الاجابہ یہ قبولیت کی رات ہے, لیلۃ الاحسان احسان کی رات ہے یہ, اور لیلۃ النجا نجات کی رات ہے, لیلۃ الغفران بخشش کی رات ہے, لیلۃ الفضل فضل اور انعام کی رات ہے, لیلۃ السلامہ سلامتی کی رات ہے, اور اسی طرح سے فرمایا یہ لیلۃ الرضوان یہ اللہ کی رضا حاصل کرنے والی رات ہے. تو اس کو جو نا ہم نے عبادتوں میں گزارنا ہے, لیکن دیر آر سم انفارچونیٹ لوگ ہیں جو اتنی پیاری رات, کتنی ابھی ماشاءاللہ ہم سن رہے تھے حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا والی حدیث بھی سنی اس سے پہلے بھی, اتنی برکتوں والی رات ہے, لیکن اس کے باوجود کچھ لوگ ہیں جو کہ اس سے ڈپرائیوڈ رہیں گے. ان میں جو ذکر کیا گیا ہے ان میں ایک مشرک ذکر کیا ہے, اور اسی طرح سے قاتل کلر اور متکبر, حسد رکھنے والا, کینہ رکھنے والا, چغل خوری کرنے والا, اور اسی طرح سے مصر علی الزنا زنا پر اصرار کرنے والا, عاقل لی والدیہ اپنے والدین کی نافرمانی کرنے والا, مدمن خمر شراب عادی شرابی, اور اسی طرح سے قاطع الرحم جو ٹائز کو رحم کو قطع کرنے والے, یہ وہ لوگ بد نصیب انفارچونیٹ لوگ ہیں جو بدقسمتی کے ساتھ یہ جو نصف شعبان کی رات ہے اس رات کی رحمتوں سے برکتوں سے محروم رہ جاتے ہیں. اور یہ ذہن رکھیں یہ تو فیصلوں کی رات ہے نا, تو بندہ اس رات تو ڈر جائے, ویسے بھی ڈرنا چاہیے رب تعالیٰ سے, لیکن خاص طور پر اس رات تو ڈرے اور اس رات اپنی گناہوں سے توبہ کرے. اور اب جیسے کلنگ کے حوالے سے آپ اس میں دیکھیں کہ قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں بھی اس کے بارے میں ذکر کیا گیا, احادیث طیبات میں بھی ذکر کیا گیا, بلکہ اس ایک وہ بخاری شریف کی حدیث ہے جس میں ذکر کیا گیا کہ اگر کسی شخص نے کسی جان کو قتل کیا تو وہ شخص جو ہے جو جنت کی فریگرنس ہے, فریگرنس آف جنہ, وہ بھی نہیں اس کو سونگ سکے گا. اور پھر فرمایا کہ اسی حدیث میں فرمایا کہ حالانکہ وَإِنَّ رِيحَهَا تُوجَدُ مِن مَسِيرَتِ أَرْبَعِينَ عَامًا, کہ جنت کی خوشبو تو 40 ایئرز پہلے سے جو سونگی جا سکتی, اتنی پیاری خوشبو جنت کی, لیکن جو کلر ہے جو قتل کرنے والا ہے وہ اس خوشبو سے اور اس رات سے محروم رہے گا. اسی طرح سے یہ جو میں نے آپ کو چیزیں ذکر کی ہیں اس کو بلکہ علماء نے جو ہے اکبر الکبائر میں ذکر فرمایا, فرماتے ہیں کہ اکبر الکبائری الاشراک باللہ تعالی وقتل النفس والزنا, کہ جو بڑے کبیرہ گناہ ہیں ان میں سے شرک ہے ایک, اور دوسرا کسی جان کو قتل کرنا, اور تیسرا زنا کرنا. تو یہ وہ چیزیں ہیں کہ بندہ جو ہے نا جن سے بچے. اور یہاں پر اسی طرح سے ایک اور بات یہاں پر ذکر کرتا چلوں کہ زنا کے بارے میں یہ وہ بدکاری اور برا کام ہے کہ جس کے بارے میں روایات میں جو ہے جہنم کا ذکر کیا گیا ہے کہ یہ شخص جو ہے جہنم کا حقدار بن جاتا ہے جو شخص زنا کرتا ہے. تو اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں توفیق عطا فرمائے کہ ہم خود بھی ان گناہوں سے بچیں اور دوسروں کو بھی بچانے کی کوشش کریں, اور اللہ تعالیٰ ہماری نسلوں کو ان گناہوں سے محفوظ فرمائے.
آمین. سبحان اللہ. There's a very beautiful point, Divya's mother channel, that also came to mind, that this beautiful environment of Dar al-Islami is protecting our iman and allowing us to spend this night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is my humble request as well, to affiliate yourself with any of the local masajid of Dar al-Islami, alhamdulillah, and the centers where you yourself can and your children can be protected from a lot of distractions during this blessed night. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, it is also within this night and various nights in which those souls of the Muslim deceased call out to their family. There's one narration which is before me is mentioned that the souls of the believers come to their homes and remain standing outside every Thursday night on the day of Eid, on the day of Ashura, and on Shab-e-Bara'at. The souls of the believers come to their homes and they remain there. And what do? Each of the souls, they say in a state of sorrow, they call out loudly, "O my household, O my children, O my relatives, give charity and show kindness to us." Allahu Akbar. So my dear viewers of Madrini channel, especially this is every Thursday and then the days of Eid, the day of Eid and the day of Ashura, as well as the 15th night of Sha'ban. So this is where we learn this night is a night to also give sadaqah and also give it on behalf of your Muslim deceased. They will also take benefit and they will also be pleased with this. But if they do not receive anything from their family, no charity is given on their behalf, then they return in a state of sorrow and sadness. This is where we learn, my dear viewers of Madani channel, this night of the 15th of Sha'ban is also a night that we need to utilize in the obedience of Allah Almighty and also remember our Muslim deceased as well. And the narration that Ustaz very beautifully mentioned, there is also another point about our pious predecessors. Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when it is related regarding him in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, this narration is reported, when he raised his head from his prayer mat on the 15th night of Sha'ban, he found a green slip of paper whose light was connected to the sky. And it was written on this, هَذِهِ بَرَاءَةٌ. This is a liberation, a freedom, مِنَ النَّارِ, from the fire, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the court of Allah Almighty, for who? For his servant, Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Allahu Akbar. This is how our pious predecessors, my dear viewers of Madri channel, would spend this night. And inshallah, we need to prepare ourselves as well. Like our honorable Ustadza mentioned as well, on this night, there will be those people who will not be forgiven. The narration is also cited in At-Targhib wa-Tarheeb. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and humbly submitted, "This is the 15th night of Sha'ban. On this night, Allah Almighty frees from hell a number of people equal to the hairs on the sheep of Banu Kalb. However, on this night, Allah Almighty does not bestow His mercy upon..." Then He mentions the following people: the polytheist, the person who practices magic, the one who disobeys his parents, the habitual drinker of alcohol, the one who lets his lower garment hang, or you can say dangle, out of arrogance, meaning below his ankle, and also the one who severs family ties. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is that narration which we should also try to reflect over, that do we actually fall under this, any one of these categories? If we do, we need to repent. If these, even these people were to repent on this night and turn back to Allah Almighty, then their repentance will be accepted. These people who remain, these types, specific categories of people, if they do not repent and they remain resolute on their evil actions, then they will not be forgiven. Similar is the statement regarding that individual who has malice and hatred in his heart for another believer. And this is where we learn, my dear viewers of Madani channel, this night should be spent where our heart is clean from malice and hatred. It is a very difficult thing to, it's easy to say, but very difficult to do. But if we want forgiveness on this night, complete forgiveness, then we have to let go of all of those things that are within our heart, those malice and hatred against other people. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to spend this night. First of all, allow us to reach this night. We do not know if we're going to reach this night. We have a few days left. Who knows? I mean, we just had many family members, people that I know, who have passed away. And this is where we learn, my dear viewers of Madani channel, that death can come at any moment. Don't anticipate Shab-e-Bara'at. If you need to repent from a sin, if you need to give up any bad habits, then do so immediately. Don't think, "I'm going to do it on Shab-e-Bara'at." This is a very important point, because many people think that and their soul is taken before that date. If Allah grants us life, then inshallah azza wa jalla, we make the intention to attend these gatherings of Da'at Islami, attend these gatherings and seek ilm-e-deen. Utilize this time in the worship of Allah Almighty. So if I was to kind of summarize what should be done on this blessed night, then my dear viewers of Madani channel, I would present these following points before you. This night should be spent in performing nawafil as much as you can. Alhamdulillah, within the environment of Da'at Islami, alhamdulillah, amongst the many Muslims around the world, after Salatul Maghrib, you can say the six nawafila offered as well with a dua after each of them. Surah Yasin is recited. All of these beautiful actions should be done. Furthermore, if you can perform Salatul Tasbih, which is a very, very beautiful prayer, that should be offered as well on this blessed day. And if, let's say, people are finding it difficult and to do these tasking, you can say actions, I would suggest occupy yourself at least in the dhikr of Allah Almighty. Recite La ilaha illallah in abundance. Recite Astaghfirullah in abundance. These don't take much, do they? It's not going to take too much from our effort to do those actions. I would encourage us to do all of these. But there are many people who tend to think, many youngsters, they don't want to invest so much into this. But then at least occupy your time in the worship of Allah, any dhikr, adhkar, even dua, spend as much as you can. Obviously, it will be very difficult to spend all those hours in just dua. This is why, try to just keep yourself in a constant mode of worship, mode of dhikr of Allah, or recitation of the Holy Quran, seeking istighfar, performing nawafil, listening to Islamic speeches on relation to this night. Reciting Durood-e Pak is also a manner and what we should try to do on this blessed night as well. Supplicate for rizq, supplicate for good health, supplicate for forgiveness in the court of Allah Almighty on this night. And also for the men, it is sunnah, proven to be sunnah, like I've mentioned in the narrations before you, that the Prophet ﷺ also attended the graveyard. And that graveyard was the great graveyard of Jannatul Baqi, where he would supplicate for the forgiveness of the Muslim men and women and the martyrs as well specifically. So this is where we learn, my dear viewers. This is, try your best, inshallah, to just fill this night in as much obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as possible. Now, inshallah, azza wa jalla, I'd like to take our final package that we have ready, inshallah, azza wa jalla. And then thereafter, we'll return and ask our honorable guest to give us a final reminder, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Thereon, we will ask for ijazat as well. So, inshallah, our final package of today. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever has three things, Allah Azza wa Jal will make his account on the Day of Judgment with utmost ease and will enter him in paradise. Then the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een asked, O Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what are those things? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, number one, give to those who deprive you. Number two, establish relations with those who try to break off ties with you. And number three, forgive those who oppress you. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Rasul of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, one who wants a palace for him to be built in paradise and his ranks to be raised should forgive those who oppress him, bestow upon one who deprives him, and keep relations with the person who breaks off relations with him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in another blessed hadith, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, sadaqah, that is charity, does not decrease wealth, and Allah azza wa jal increases the status of the one who forgives others. Whoever adopts humility for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal is granted elevation by Allah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Musa kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam said, O Allah azza wa jal, who is the most dignified in your court? Allah Azza wa Jal replied, the one who forgives despite having the ability to take revenge. The companion Sayyidina Jarir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever is not merciful to others will not receive mercy. Whoever does not forgive will not be forgiven. And forgive those who do injustice with you. And whoever wishes for an extended life and abundance of sustenance should treat his relatives with kindness. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, as we are bringing our program to a close, insha'Allah azza wa jal, the 15th night of Sha'ban, as you have heard through our, alhamdulillah, our entire program, its significance, its importance, through how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this before his blessed wife, and how he spent the 15th night of Sha'ban giving it importance. Thereafter, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then we were also told regarding those people who will not be forgiven on this night, so that we can protect ourselves, clean our hearts, and be of those people who will be forgiven. Because so many people, millions of people, will be forgiven on this very night. This is that blessed night. I mean, one point I'd like to also kind of portray here today as well. If this is the night which has been mentioned in narrations that millions of people will be forgiven, it's so many people, why would we as Muslims not consider this night to be important? Don't we want to be amongst those who are forgiven? So this is why, inshallah, I have a final point I'm going to mention, but only after our honorable guest and my honorable Ustad Sahab. So as of this 15th night of Sha'ban, what would be like a final message you'd like to give to the viewers of Madani channel, and so that we can utilize this as best as possible?
Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabina wal mutatahhirin. Allah Ta'ala tauba karne walon ko qubool farmata hai. To ye jo na ye raat humne tauba mein guzarni hai, aur tauba ki reality jo na ye samjhiye jo hadith mein bayan kiya gaya na ke an nadamu tauba, ke nadamat apne gunahon par jo na ye nadamat ho jaye na, ye isko tauba kaha gaya. Subhanallah. تو بس اس رات کو عبادتوں میں گزاریں اور اللہ تعالیٰ سے توبہ کریں, اپنے گناہوں کی معافی مانگیں. اور یہاں پر آپ یہ بھی دیکھیں نا کہ یہ جو ایک تو سکس نوافل کا جو ذکر کیا گیا, بڑی پیاری بات ہے, لیکن اس سکس نوافل کے بعد ایک بڑی اسپیشل ایکسکلوسیو دعا ہے وہ مانگی جاتی ہے. تو وہ تو یوں سمجھ لیں بندہ اس کو پڑھے اور اس کو ٹرانسلیشن کے ساتھ پڑھے, اردو انگلش ٹرانسلیشن جو بھی آپ کے پاس ہے اس کے ساتھ پڑھیں. ایک جو نا بندہ یعنی کہ ایک اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی طرف مزید لو لگتی ہے نا, بندہ جو ہے نا بس دعائیں مانگتے جائے. تو اس دعا میں سے چند ایک جملے میں آپ کو بیان کر دیتا ہوں, بڑے پیارے جملے ہیں. اور کوشش کریں کہ سکس نوافل آپ اپنے قریبی جو فیضان مدینہ ہیں وہاں پر جا کے پڑھیں, اور انشاءاللہ اس کے وہاں پر جو ہے نا پھر یہ دعا بھی مانگی جائے گی جو یہ میں نے آپ کو بتایا ہے. اس کو کہتے ہیں, اس کا نام ہے دعا نصف شعبان. اور یہ دعا حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالیٰ سے مروی ہے, مصنف ابن ابی شیبہ یہ کتاب کا نام ہے, اس میں یہ مذکور ہے. اور حدیث کا نمبر ہے 30145, یہاں پر یہ دعا ذکر کی گئی ہے. تو اس میں چند ایک الفاظ بڑے زبردست ہیں, اس میں اس طرح کا ذکر کیا ہے, اللہم ان کنت کتبتنی عندک فی ام الکتابی شقیاً او محروماً او مطروداً, اے اللہ اگر تو نے مجھے لوح محفوظ میں شقی لکھا ہے, بدبخت لکھا ہے, محروم لکھا ہے, دھتکارا ہوا لکھا ہوا ہے, رزق میں تنگی دیا ہوا لکھا ہے, فمحو اس کو ریموو فرما, اس کو دور فرما دے. اور ایک اور بات بڑی پیاری ذکر کی گئی ہے اس میں کہ الہی بالتجلی العظم, اے اللہ تجلی اعظم کے واسطے, یعنی جو اللہ تبارک و تعالی اس رات کو خاص تجلی فرماتا ہے اس کے صدقے فرمایا کہ ان تکشف عنا من البلاء, اے اللہ تو ہم سے بلاؤں کو دور فرما, والبلوا اور مصیبتوں کو دور فرما, ما نعلم وما لا نعلم, جو ہمیں پتہ ہے اور جو ہمیں نہیں پتہ. سبحان اللہ, بڑی پیاری دعا ہے یہ. تو مکمل دعا اگر آپ پڑھنا چاہیں, سننا چاہیں, تو جیسا ہم نے ذکر کیا کہ آپ اس کو اپنے قریبی مراکز میں جا کے اپنی یہ سکس نوافل ادا کریں. اور اسی طرح سے جو www.dawatislami.net پر بھی یہ اس کے حوالے سے ماشاءاللہ مواد موجود ہے, وہاں پر بھی جو اس طرح کے بکلٹس موجود ہیں وہاں پر بھی آپ کو یہ دعا مل سکتی ہے.
سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, I'd like to bring our program a close here with this final discussion, and this is something inshallah azawajalla that will bring you most definitely benefit and will help you for this 15th night of Sha'ban. We've heard its virtue, we've heard its significance, its importance, and we've heard all these millions of people being forgiven. But there are narrations, one which is authentically reported as well, that there will be two categories of people who will not be forgiven. The one who commits shirk and the one who is a mushahin. The one who bears animosity, malice, hatred, kina, bughz against any person. Now, my reviews, this is the point I want to discuss as a final point so that I can leave you with this reminder, inshallah. This was said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah, which of the people are the best? Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu makhmumil qalb wa saduqil lisan. Every truthful tongue and every makhmumul qalb. Now this term, makhmumul qalb, was something that the Sahaba kiram had never heard before. So they said, Saduqul lisan na'rifuhu. Ya Rasulullah, we understand what it means to have a truthful tongue, to be truthful in speech. But fama makhmumul qalb. What does makhmumul qalb mean? This is where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself defined and explained what this term is. He said, Huwa attaqiyun naqi, la ithma fihi, wala baghya, wala ghilla, wala hasada. This is the definition of makhmumul qalb, i.e. to be from amongst the best of humanity. It is the God-fearing, the pure, it's the heart that is God-fearing, that's pure from all vices of the heart. There is no sin in that heart, no transgression, no malice, and no envy. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madinah, this narration is mentioned in Sunan Ibn Majah. And from this we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beloved of people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a person whose heart is sound, who has qalb-e saleem. And this discussion is very detailed, but I want to finally end on this one narration, which is going to really put into perspective what it means to have a sound heart and its importance in the divine court of Allah Almighty. Because we hear narrations, qalb-e saleem, a sound heart, a pure heart. But what does it truly mean? Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu once, he mentioned that we were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed his companions and said, Now a man from paradise, a man from the people of paradise will appear before you. Now just think about this, my Divis of Madini channel. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing his companions that there will be a man from paradise who will enter now. All of them were in shock, in awe. They were thinking, who is this personality? As soon as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, a man from the Ansar appeared, an Ansari man. His beard was dripping with the water of wudu, and he had his sandals in his left hand. The next day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also had the same majlis with the Sahaba kiram, and he said the same words again. He said that now a man from the people of paradise will appear before you. The Sahaba kiram all looked towards the entrance, and who did they see? That same man who came yesterday, the exact same person came. So now they got double confirmation. Even though when the Prophet ﷺ said it once, it's already confirmed. But then, on the third day, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the same thing, that now a man from the people of paradise will appear before you. When they looked, that third time it was that same individual, that same man. Now the companions were astonished. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As radiallahu anhu followed that man and said that I have had a small disagreement with my father. And I swore that I would not enter upon him, I would not stay with him for 3 nights. If you see it fit to host me, may I stay with you until this time passes. The companion, that man whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated towards, he said, yes, that's fine. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu then said, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As radiallahu anhu, he informed the companions and informed them that this man, I stayed with him for 3 nights. And I didn't see anything that was outstanding from his acts of worship. So he went to sleep at night, as everybody did after performing Salatul Isha. I didn't see him wake up. I didn't see him pray any nawafil, any tahajjud, any recitation of the Quran. I didn't see anything like that from him. Except that when he would turn over in his bed, he would say Allah, or he would perform the dhikr of Allah. Until the time of Fajr came, for 3 nights I saw this. He didn't spend his nights in worship. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As radiallahu anhu said, Oh man, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us that soon a man will appear before us who is from the people of paradise. And 3 times this happened, and on each of the days it was you who came. I don't really have that much of a disagreement with my father where I'm unable to stay in my home. I wanted to find out what action you do at night that is a means of you attaining this status in the court of Allah Almighty. The man said, I don't do anything. What you have seen me do or not do, this is my action. So then Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As, who was about to leave on his way out, the man called Sayyidina Amr bin Al-As, the Sahabi, he said, It is nothing except what you saw, except that I do not find within myself any deceit, any ill feelings, any hasad, any malice and hatred to any single Muslim. And I do not envy any one of them that any goodness that Allah Almighty has given him. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this companion, blessed him with such a pure heart. He had no malice in his heart. He had no hatred in his heart. And because of this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also gave him the glad tidings whilst he was in this world. And why was this done? First of all, let us understand the knowledge of the unseen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he is aware of the people who will enter paradise. For he knew this individual, this companion who is going to enter paradise. This is the knowledge of the unseen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather a small fragment of that immense knowledge of the unseen that was granted to him by Allah Almighty. But on top of this, why was this mentioned? So that we, the Sahaba Kiram, their hearts were already pure and they were just people. This was for us as well, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that we too learn from this. Clean our hearts from all illnesses, all vices, all especially malice, hatred, jealousy, enmity, animosity that is harbored in our heart. Sometimes we don't tell people that we have this feeling to so-and-so person, but we keep it trapped within. And because of this, this could be a means of us not entering paradise. My dear viewers, the time is up unfortunately, but there's one point I want to end with. You know how evil malice and jealousy and hatred is. No person who will enter paradise will have this in their heart. If there is anything, that will be taken out of their hearts before they go into paradise. Paradise is a pure place, my dear viewers. It's a place of purity. A person with a sound heart will only be allowed to enter paradise. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلِّنْ. And we will snatch, we will take out from their hearts, from their chests, from malice, ghil, hatred, animosity. So this is where we learn, on the 15th night of Sha'ban, a person who is a mushahin, who has a heart filled with malice and hatred, this person will not be forgiven. And this is the point I end with. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us a sound heart. Forgive me for any mistakes that have occurred in this program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to remember, act upon what has been said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us. Allow us to value Shabbe Bara'at, those people who came before in our family, who are not here today to go out and carry out this act of worship. They will be also in regret that they don't have this opportunity. We have the opportunity. So let us value our time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of you. Thank you for watching and keep watching Madani channel. Inshallah, more reminders like this will be given. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. Light of knowledge, light of knowledge.